This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This team is competitive, just what it comes down to. We knew it was another half of basketball left. We had to make some changes, but we knew, you know, this team was going to let us back in.
Rockets lose on Saturday, just a horrible, horrible loss to the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I tweeted as much afterwards, and there were a few people tweeting me back saying, hey, OKC is a better team right now. They're a better team than the Rockets right now. When Capella comes back, that would be a game that the Rockets win. I 100% agree with that. It doesn't mean it wasn't a terrible loss. When you're leading by 26 at home on a Saturday night, nationally televised game, you're cruising, and you just let a team walk right back into the game. That game was tied up going into the fourth quarter. It felt like the Rockets were down by 10 going into the fourth quarter.
They'd already blown five double-digit leads this season going into that game, but they'd never blown a lead of 20 points or more.
Yeah.
That was, you know, it's been an ongoing problem. That was as bad as it's been all season as far as blown leads and losing focus. And, you know, as Mike D'Antoni said, Sean, and I think it's pretty simple, it's about rebounding, which is also about defense. It's about defense and rebounding for this team, because even though their offense is still one of the best in the NBA, like all offenses, they're going to have lulls.
Yeah.
And the way you overcome those lulls is by locking down on defense and owning the defensive boards, two things the Rockets don't do very much these days.
Well, not without Capella, who's one of the best rebounders in the
right.
league. Without Capella, and I teased into this segment, Rich, that Capella, I see Capella when there's a healthy Chris Paul. Okay, I know James Harden might wind up being the MVP this year. I know he's on an unbelievable stretch of 30-plus point games right now. I get all that. I love James Harden. I love watching him. I've said from the get-go of this streak that he's on that I would actually sacrifice a few wins just to watch him keep piling up 30-point games, because it's been that entertaining. That said, the things that Clint Capella brings to this basketball team, when you have a healthy Chris Paul who can at least steer the ship, go get you a bucket, you know, albeit most of the time a mid-range bucket, not a step-back three like Harden, but who can at least go get you buckets or set guys up for buckets.
Right.
When Paul is healthy, Clint Capella becomes the most irreplaceable guy on this team. Without Chris Paul, James Harden is just maybe the most irreplaceable player in the league, given what he does. But when you've got at least those two, I'll put quotes around all-stars, because I know Paul's not an all-star technically this year, but when he's playing well, he's an all-star caliber player. When you've got both of them healthy, you can stem the tide without one of those two guys on the floor for even a full game or two. This team without Capella is a gigantic donut. Teams just walk into the lane at will. You have no offensive rebounding going on. Saturday, they had no defensive rebounding going on right now. And the ebbs and flows of this team that you touched on, Rich, it's almost like you know that there's a comeback. When this team's up by 20, you know that the other team has a run in them with the way this team defends and doesn't get after it on the defensive glass right now. You just got to hope that the game ends at a particular juncture where they're on an uptick, not on a downtick. It's that random right now.
Right. Chris Paul, by the way, an assist shy of a triple-double in 35 minutes on the floor on Saturday night. That was certainly a good sign. Rockets just couldn't get it done at the end. Even though they had a late 11-0 run to take a five-point lead, it was one of those very disappointing outcomes. And I think pointing out how good OKC really is this year is certainly appropriate, because what it does for me is it kind of emphasizes the point. Look, I know they blew the big lead. I know they lost the game. But the fact that they had a 26-point lead, and to get to that 26-point lead, they were locking down on defense without Clint Capella, I think should be encouraging. You know, and Shumpert obviously is just finding his way into the mix. I still believe, Sean, that if they're lucky enough to be fully healthy entering the playoffs and fortunate enough to make up a couple of games in the standings, because they still trail Portland by a game for the four seed and get home court in a first-round playoff series, this still could be a team to be reckoned with in the postseason.
Yeah, and I was thinking about this today, you know, because conventional wisdom says you want a two or a three seed so you can avoid Golden State as long as possible. I'm not so sure about that. I'm not so sure that a 4 seed, where at least you get home court in the first round against the 5 seed and you'd be a favorite in that series probably. And then from there, if you know you're going on the road to face Golden State, then let's do it earlier. Let's do it earlier when chances are Chris Paul's hamstring is healthier than it's going to be in late May. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I'd rather play Golden State in a series. I know that at the end of the day, if you lose that series to Golden State, that on paper you went backwards this season. You're not going to win 65 games. That's already that the hay's in the barn on that. You're not going to have as good a record. And I know on paper that means if you get to the conference semifinals, you get knocked out by Golden State, then you went backwards compared to the previous year because you didn't make it to the Western Conference Finals.
I know what you're saying.
But Daryl Morey has touched on this every time you ask him about it. The only thing that matters is how you match up with Golden State. That's the only team that matters in the big picture in the NBA right now. And if you're going to get them, why not get them a little bit earlier when your team, an older team, and the most important players on this team, other than Capella, are older players, when those players are fresher, specifically Chris Paul?
I think that makes sense. The only counter to it would be that if you hit the postseason still looking to hit your stride, maybe hitting that, getting them in the first round is not the best scenario.
Well, I'm saying second round.
Second round.
If you're the four seed, you'll get them in the second round.
Okay.
Conference semifinals.
Yeah, you know, I mean, sure. I think that's a viable scenario. Yeah. It's also worth pointing out that the Rockets are only 2.5 games removed from being a lottery team as well. This thing could go either way. They're only 11-8 since January 1st.
I get it. They get Capella back. And by the way, just to pay off, Capella reportedly, as I saw, I think on the news last night, he's targeting the first game after the All-Star break to come back.
Yeah, that's been the thought for a while.
He'll be back soon. I'm not nervous about them making the playoffs because once Capella comes back, I think this is a team that the goal, they're going to win games. The goal is to do what you just said, Rich, make sure you're hitting your stride. I do think this, even with Capella back, the one thing that if you're asking me to count on one thing the rest of the year just from a performance standpoint, Harden's going to keep putting up these 30-point games. He just, by the nature of how this team needs to win games, even with Capella back, I feel like Harden's going to keep putting up these 30-point games. The question becomes, is it a good 30 or a bad 30, right? He's going to put up 30 just through the natural flow of how much he has the ball in his hands. Even with Chris Paul on the floor, Harden has the ball in his hands most of the time. On Saturday, it sounds weird to say, he had 42. It was a bad 42. He was 11 of 28 from the field.
Right.
That's a bad, you know, so it's the it sounds weird to say this because the guy's on the verge of having the second longest streak in NBA history of 30-plus point games, only behind Wilt Chamberlain's 65-game streak. But we're at a point with it now, Rich, where that was a good 30-point game. Well, that was a really inefficient 30-point game. This we know, Harden's going to keep putting up 30.
Yeah.
He just has the ball in his hands too much to not put up 30, and yet I still feel like he's doing it in an efficient manner.
Last thing I'll mention on Harden's brilliance, note I read which really caught my eye. That was the 70th time in his career he's put up 40 or more. He has 70 career 40-point games. However, it's the first time in those 70 that somebody on the other side has outscored him, and this speaks to the Rockets' lack of defense, I think, somewhat on Saturday night because they gave them so many easy looks. And Russell Westbrook with 12 dimes. Paul George had 45 points.
Paul George looks like a different player this year.
He does.
I mean, he was a good player already.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, that's one of those things, Rich, if we're looking at the big picture in the NBA, Paul George, who everybody thought was going to L.A. to play with LeBron, this OKC thing's working out pretty good for Paul George, right? Guy's a candidate to be, I don't know if he's going to be first-team All-NBA. He'll be second-team All-NBA. It's tough to crack, you know, it's tough to crack LeBron and KD as the two forwards. But Paul George is playing at a really high level. He's been the best player on that team this year. He's been the best player on a team that has Russell Westbrook on it this year. Paul George has been really, really good. And he's on a team that's undoubtedly better than the team he would have been playing on in L.A. with all those pups and LeBron dealing with getting older.
Boy, do they suck.
The Lakers?
Yes.
I know.
It's fun.
It's pretty awesome. The TV executives are not happy about it, though, because the a LeBron-less playoff?
Yeah, well.
That's uncharted territory for a long, long, you know, when was the last time LeBron hasn't been in the postseason? Probably his rookie year.
You're right, and probably doesn't bode well for the NBA's marketing, but, well, too bad.
So be it. No, I'm with you. I'm enjoying it. Texts are coming in, Rich, on the Kareem Hunt topic.
Yeah, this one from Davey is a pretty hot one.
Go ahead.
So you can get another shot in the NFL for beating a woman, but to kneel for human rights, you can't? I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way.
Yeah, maybe. We don't know. Like, I feel like not everybody who feels like Kareem Hunt should be able to get back in the league has an anti-Kaepernick stance.
No,
you
but
know
we've
I mean?
Acknowledged the ludicrous nature of him not getting a job in the NFL based on the dozens of guys who do get jobs playing quarterback in the NFL that are clearly inferior to Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
That's just a fact. I'm not taking a stand one way or the other on this thing, but that's just a fact. It's not about his football abilities. I think we've established that.
It's a fair point. I feel like at this point, it's like complaining about the humidity in July.
Yeah,
right?
No,
you know,
right.
From a standpoint of, oh, so what you're telling me is the NFL does what's best for business? Oh, you don't say. No kidding. Hashtag Bob Costas. You know what I'm saying? Like, does this surprise you that what Colin Kaepernick was doing was perceived to be turning off sponsors and fans? So what are they going to do?
Right.
They're not going to kill the golden goose. I'm telling you right now,
it's business.
If enough people in Cleveland thought that Kareem Hunt shouldn't be on the team and they stopped buying tickets and stopped watching football, Kareem Hunt wouldn't be on the Cleveland Browns. Some of the blame is on us as fans.
I agree.
Picking and choosing what it is that offends our sensibilities and weighing that against the cost of our football team winning games.
I'll read you one more. Playing in the NFL is a privilege. Until they stand up and ban players with this behavior, it will continue. Sure, he deserves a second chance, just not in the NFL.
Ah, the AAF. Well, the XFL has already said they're not touching guys with police records. I'll believe that when I see it, but we'll see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.